Good morning or good afternoon, depending where you're living. I'm Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. And this is a talk show where I share with you the wisdom and insight that I received through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all could get through this evolutionary jump that's literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you could ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to be specific, and the number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. You also can EIM Benny at psychiconair.com or newskyradio.com, and then that's IMing Benny at the station, and he will get your questions across. And before we go to the phone lines, because before the first break, we give a little information. This is what I'm going to do. We're starting the one tomorrow, and that's very exciting. I'm very excited about doing this class, and it is for 1 hour, for 1 week, for one full month, and you can change your life in a month. It takes 28 days to create a new neural pathway in your brain, which is important when you want to break any kind of habit or old programming. So if you have any blocks to money, relationships, happiness, or living an empowered life, this is the class for you. Each week, I will take different parts of the energy field, and we will work with releasing old programs and blocks that are blocking you from living a full life of love, happiness, health, wealth, money, all of those kind of things, by creating new neural pathways and giving you, breaking down the old ones. And all the participants will get a free MP3 when they join the class. And also, we're running a special that if you join this class, the one, which starts tomorrow, May 11th from 8 to 9, and then it's for 1 week, the following week, the 18th, the 1st of June, and the 8th of June. And I always like to remind people, if you're not available for that 1 hour that week, you do get the tape of the class, so you don't miss anything. If you join in the Twin Flame class, which is on Saturday, June 12th, from 3 to 5 p.m., that you get the one for half off. So we're running a special. Get one class, and you get the other one half off. And so, and that class is, again, a two-hour class about the twin flame relationship. We're really going to get into what is the twin flame relationship, what is the complement relationship. A lot of people are looking to bring their all of their relationships, and this is for people that are in a relationship or not in a relationship. We're looking for an energy pattern to bring our relationships into what I call the divine complement relationships. And this is a whole evolutionary push here. We've been feeling this energy, when I've been watching the patterns of the earth and the different earth grids, in particularly since the UFO 8 is what I've been watching the patterns, and it's a real push. Again, it's part of the way we evolve. And think of, for years and years and years, and I know with my own parents and grandparents, they used to refer to their partner as my other half, my better half, and all of those kind of words. And even if they say it kind of joking, what we're saying in essence to the universe is that we are not whole, that we are half, that we're not complete without another person. And to have any kind of complement relationships, you have to feel whole within yourself. So again, whether you're in a relationship or not, or if you want to improve your relationships with your children, your coworkers, your boss, this is the class for you, because we're going to give updated information about, again, what this complement pattern is. And I like to describe people, this is literally a literal energy pattern. I watch the grids that are shifting around with Earth. I look to see how it affects your individual energy field. And this is a pattern that think of a blueprint to a house. And so there's blueprints for the divine complement relationship. And so you could get the tools, you could get the tips, you could get the information, and then it's like a jump start. And then you apply the tools, the tips, and the information. And then the more you apply it, the more you get the results, because there's not anybody out there that can do it for you. If anyone says they could do it for you, run the other way, because that's not the way we're set up. If we don't put our own energy, our own time, and invest in ourselves, either physically, mentally, emotionally, taking a class, investing in yourself. If we don't do that, then we're saying with the energy we put into any kind of project is energy we get out of it. And so if we do it halfway, we're going to get halfway results. But now more than ever, the energy that call them the love washes that are coming down are really encouraging us to really clear out what I call the wounded child, or some people call it the shadow part, to really bring up our old patterns, to take a look at it. What we resist persists. What we ignore or deny is still there within our energy field. So the best thing we could do is look at ourselves as energetic beings. Science has proven more and more. We hear all over the news that we are energy. This is nothing new age anymore. People are finally starting to get used to their self as to the idea of their self as energetic beings. So there is energetic solutions to every single problem. All the answers truly lie within. And then it's being able to learn the information and learn the language, but, and then be able to apply it. And it doesn't have to be hard. It's not complicated. The more simpler it is, the more actually I see it as profound. When it gets all hard, it's just a bunch of mental mind body talking. And so here is information that will help you, empower you, and be able to live a life full out. So those are the things that are coming up. We're also continuing the gatherings, and those are every Friday night, first Friday of the month. And again, if you missed it, you can get that on MP3 on CD player. I mean, the CD for your player, I should say. And we also are running the specials for the readings. So if you buy one of any length, you get the second one half off, and there's no expiration for that second reading. So again, you get one half off, and just tell Wendy that you heard the special on KKNW or the psychic radio, and we will help you out there. And so that special is running too. So those are the things that are happening, the events, and the best way to see what's happening is by favoriting the website, carrieo'connor.com, because we always put new classes, free classes, teleclasses and stuff that's going on. So it doesn't matter where you are in the world, you're always able to tap in and see what's going on. Also, I'd like to remind you, just for a sidebar note, that Mercury is leaving. It's been in retrograde for the last several weeks. And so this Tuesday, there's a turning around. And Mercury is the planet of communication. So if you've noticed in the last several weeks that your communication has been awry, or sometimes computers start acting up, that's the planet of Mercury. And we can't stop living when Mercury goes in retrograde, but a lot of people are feeling it feels Mercury in retrograde because, again, it affects our communication. Sometimes even the way we talk, from the communication to our right side and our left side of our brain. So when it starts going back instead of retrograde, when it starts going forward, people could feel it, but I always like to remind people that there's always like an energetic hangover is what I call. So when it turns direct and goes direct on Tuesday, tomorrow, we still can feel an energetic hangover where I see it can last anywhere up to 3 to 4 days. And as we see ourselves as energetic beings, we're becoming more and more sensitive to what the planets are doing. So it's always good to kind of know what's happening. So again, if you have any kind of communication between people and you haven't heard from the person, assume benevolence, assume that the email or whatever could have gone off in cyberspace and give them a call. Or if you're going anywhere, check your directions. Those kind of things are where Mercury kind of pops its head up when it's going backwards. And actually, none of the planets really go backwards. It just looks like they're going backwards, but it really does affect us, just like when we hear about the, as a labor and delivery nurse, when I used to work on the floors, I could tell when it was a new moon and a full moon by the amount of patients that we have. So those planetary actions are energies, and they create an energy pattern that absolutely affects us. The more we clear, strengthen our energy field, the more we are very sensitive to those planetary actions. And so it's always good to, again, know what's going on, so it gives you a heads up just to make life easier. There's tons of information out there as far as astrology and how the planet are working, and I always tell people, again, you don't have to get a PhD in it, just kind of know what's going up, because the more you see yourself, again, as an energetic being, you could even see it as a symbolically, we're like a computer where we have old programming, we want to put the new program in, and we always want to update our computers, just like there's always new computers every 6 months, and so we want to do that with ourselves, constantly cleansing ourselves, clearing ourselves, updating ourselves, defragging ourselves, and the more you do that, the more you're literally, when I look in somebody's energy fields, I see the tubes being open. I see the energy fields. There's a lot of tubes and balls within the energy fields, and a tube that's all twisted and blocks flow, health, money, and it gets you all fogged up. So the more you're able to, again, not only see yourself as an energetic being, but really apply the tools and tips that are out there, you will absolutely notice a huge difference in your life. I compare it to it over and over again as far as, can you imagine not taking a shower, brushing your teeth daily? And a lot of people, when I say that, they cringe and they just really think that's disgusting. But that's what it looks like if you do not recognize yourself as an energetic being and do something daily and throughout the day. You pick up your own stuff, you pick up other people's stuff, and you get all fogged up. And so it doesn't have to take a lot of time, but the more you recognize yourself, again, as an energetic being, the more you integrate those tools that are out there into your daily life, the more you can hold the posture, what I call as the master. And that's when we're firmly anchored and grounded and in communion with the earth and the earth energy and work in harmony with her. We also allows us to symbolically put our shoulders back, meaning being more in our heart space. And symbolically, I see the person's head go back, meaning that we're merging thy will be done versus my will be done. My will be done, it's like an energy that was like forceful, and we kind of energetically get it strangulate the energy and kind of push ourselves in a corner. Thy will be done is much more open. Our heart is open. We're getting out of our head and our emotional bodies, those stories that keep us in lack and limitation. And then we start hearing the information or feeling the information from our soul, which is really the truth that every single master has said all the answers are within. So I encourage you to go within yourself this week all the time and really practice going within yourself. Trust your feelings. And my new saying since last year, if it feels light for you, it's right for you. And really practice, start feeling what does it feel to feel light. And especially when you feel light, all of a sudden you'll literally feel lighter. All of a sudden your heart can feel opener. Sometimes you get goosebumps. That's your soul. That's your own intuitive higher self talking to yourself. And it's the matter of being able to trust that and be guided by that information versus our head information. So that's the tip and tool for today and what's happening at CarrieO'Connor.com. We're going to go to our first break, and we'll be right back opening those phone lines. Listen to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
E-Cloth, the only cleaning solution you'll ever need. E-Cloth's fiber function does the cleaning, not a chemical reaction. Also, no paper towels or chemicals to buy, so you'll save lots of money. And E-Cloths are guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years, the whole time safer for you, your family, the environment, and saving you lots of money. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to ecloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Did you know Greek God's yogurt has 20 billion live and active probiotic bacterial cells per serving? This healthy type of bacteria in yogurt helps boost the immune system by protecting the gastrointestinal tract and fighting off harmful organisms, preventing disease, and helping you keep in tip-top shape. Did you have your Greek God's yogurt for breakfast today? For more information, visit GreekGodsYogurt.com and AnnaLuke.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Have you ever wanted more for yourself or your family? Are you prepared to take your life to the next level? Have you ever had that feeling or heard that little voice telling you that you can be so much more? Let Empowerment Psychic Linda Dickinson help you to embrace your own power. Visit Linda at InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096 for your private session and start living your life to the max. Be sure to listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show and call in to connect with your guides.
Imagine being a chocolate lover. Now imagine a healthy chocolate. Shasai is healthy. Melt in your mouth dark Belgium chocolate that is the first of its kind with a patented cold press technology. Raw, never-been-cooked chocolate. It's high in antioxidants, gluten-free, lactose-free, caffeine-free, diabetic-friendly, and heart-healthy. There are no waxes and no fillers added, and is kosher and vegetarian. Are you ready to eat chocolate 3 times per day, guilt-free? For a short time only, you can buy 2 boxes and get 1 free this week. For more information, dial 877-66-SHASAI. Again, it's 877-669-6224. Check out for full product listings at mxicorp.com or lifewithchocolate.net. Don't miss this incredible offer. Good through May 15th.
Welcome back to the Kara O'Connor Show, and I'm Kara O'Connor, and we opened up those phone lines, and I'm going to give that number. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819, and that's psychiconair.com. And Benny, why don't we go to the phone lines?
Sure, we'll do, and the phone lines are wide open, and Jane has taken the initiative, and she's called in. She's calling in from Seattle. She's currently in a relationship with, well, it started out with a married man. They kind of took a little break. She's actually single, and they kind of parted ways, become friends a little bit, but they still kind of miss that little connection, so to speak. But, she, you know, he's on the married side, so let's see if we can help her out with this particular situation. Jane, welcome to the Kara O'Connor Show.
Hi, thanks so much.
You're welcome. So, Jane, you are seeing a guy who happened to be married, and now you guys still feel that pull toward each other?
Absolutely. And I know this sounds cliche, but it is the strongest pull from any other human being my whole life, male, female, friend, animal, pet, whatever. It literally is impossible not to have him in my life. His energy is just, I don't know, it's just a part of me. It's really hard to explain.
Uh-huh. No,
and he feels the exact same way.
Right. What I call the energy pattern that you're talking about is the twin flame relationship. And I compare it to if you were to see God Creator or as an analogy, as a great big masterpiece of pieces of puzzle. And when I look at the twin flame relationship, it's like those two pieces of puzzles are side to side. They connect and they click together. It's way beyond soulmate. It goes into all these different energy patterns. But just to keep it simple, I absolutely understand what that relationship is. We could also have more than one twin flame in our life, and it doesn't have to be as far as partner, lover partners. My kids are twin flames, so there could be, and I've seen people have twin flame relationships with animals and pets, and so it is a connection that goes beyond beyond words. The biggest thing I'm seeing with your energy, especially Jane, think of from now what I'm seeing over the next 7 days, next 7 weeks, next 7 months. When I look at his energy, he's showing me on the right side, so that's the male side of his energy, but also the going out to the world right side right now, and he shows me, and especially over the next couple of weeks to the next couple of months, it's like, if he steps out into the world or steps out of the relationship, it's like he's very caught up in his emotional body, and it's like he shows me he goes down into a ditch. And so that means that if I try to step out and follow what feels light for me, my heart, then I'm afraid to get I'll fall down and twist my ankle. Think that's all symbolically, and I don't mean literally. It's more of him afraid of, that's all foundational energy, so I don't feel strong in my foundation to be able to release. And so what it goes back down to, and especially think from now to the J's, June and July in particular, and especially the middle of July, because I see fireworks behind you, and it has nothing to do with 4th of July. It's more of,
okay,
of with him, and from now again until over the next 7 weeks, let's say, that that pull that you have. So what is the complement relationship for the twin flame? It's like we act like tuning forks with each other. So think of that saying that we're all a piece of God Creator, and that we are, and that when the relationship, the twin flame relationship, mirrors that piece of that, like the highest aspect of God Creator to us. And so these relationships can bring us to our highest parts of the heavens or expansion kind of thing that goes beyond words. And also when they fizzle out or when they don't work out, they also could bring us down to the bottom pits of what could feel like hell. And so there's an extreme with these relationships, an extreme that goes beyond words.
Wow, that's what happened when we separated.
Exactly.
We both felt like that, the crash,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So the biggest key with these kind of relationships, and I'm seeing them popping over more and more, and that goes back down to the whole birthing or these love washes that are helping us clear our energy field so we could get into these complemented relationships. And so twin flames are finding each other, reconnecting. The energy that he's showing me right now, and I feel he's being pretty honest with you, that his foot, again, not only looks like it goes to a ditch, but it's also points at a 45-degree angle to the left side. And so that means I am foundationally stuck into the past or my past relationship, and I feel right now I can't go forward no matter what my heart is saying. And what the energy is that's coming down is that we're here to some people are reason, seasons, lifetime. Some people come in for a reason. Some people come for a season. Sometimes we come and meet people to complete karma. And so think of that. came in to meet him. You're going to be in the win-win situation, Jane, especially if you keep balance, because I want to emphasize these relationships can bring us to extremes. When we go extremes and lose ourselves in another person, then we're not in balance with ourselves. So it's really important to, again, take the what I call the tuning fork effect. So imagine two hands doing high five. So that means that you're maintaining your own energetic autonomy. He's maintaining his own energetic autonomy, but the relationship in the energy patterns that go back and forth and the feelings can make you both feel wider and wider and stronger, meaning that means like it's feeding your soul. When it starts bending over, the energy starts merging or enmeshing, that means it goes into codependent patterns, and that's what you don't want to do in these kind of relationships. But going back to, the next 7 weeks, there's a part where you, in particular, on the win-win situation, is that taking the heart energy, so think of this as like your heart just showed me, it's like took a plastic piece that was around your heart and enabled it to open up and melt the plastic, and so you understand what it feels to be unconditionally loved and supported. And so continuing to work with that energy, step back and say, okay, this was part of our agreement. He acted like a tuning fork to me. I'm acting like a tuning fork with him. And the ability to step back is saying, I'm letting go of attachment because I'm going to hold that it's a win-win situation, that now I know how this feels. I'm going to fill that in at that unconditional love place in every other aspect of my life, bringing it into other relationships. And then it's like I'm watching your right arm, like getting a weight in it. So that means exercising, strengthening heart, being able to hold your core, own foundational energy. And so that's where, again, when I get into, has he come straight out and said, I'm tied down, I can't leave this in my marriage?
He has told me that I had such a powerful impact on him. He was terrified of his relationship with his children changing.
Okay.
And literally, things between us were amazing. And then literally, it was like falling off a cliff. He just cut everything off. He just was terrified.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why
she has really strong ties to the community, and he has like pressures from his family. She actually, I don't know, she got his family to set them up, and then she got pregnant while they were dating, and he just sort of felt kind of like pushed into everything, and then, you know, he's just gone along with it all this time, but he's not happy. I mean, he loves his children. He's a great father, but he's she's not, they live separate lives. I mean, they.
Yep. Well, with all of that, Jane, so think of part of your contract with him is that you came along to show him what that relationship that he has is, that you complete me, so two halves make a whole, it's codependent and or karmic, whatever, and that it's like that's not teaching our children how to stand up in the core, you know what I mean? If it's being able to say, okay, it's like stay together, just work it out even if you're not happy, you know? And so think of, again, you holding the win-win posture. The way he showed me that his energy right now on May 10th of 2010 with his foot going to that left side and I see an ankle bracelet around it, that means that I'm trapped in this marriage and I could point it toward the kids. But when it comes back to it, when we step back, the best thing we could ever do for our children is to have them see us happy. You know what I mean? And that's the bottom line, because that pattern goes right to their core and helps strengthen their core to say, to teach the kids, follow the happiness. And this doesn't mean jump from person to person to person, but it's literally an energy pattern that you're showing the children. What he's showing me right now, his emotional body is all caught up in ties and I can't get out of this and da-da-da, all that kind of deal. And so this is where it goes back to, as far as with you, for you to be in the win-win situation, is saying, okay, he helped act like a tuning fork that got this plastic part of my heart, was a defense mechanism that I came up with when I was 3 to 4 years old to protect myself. So I'm going to keep on exercising this part, meaning that my heart, and keep on expanding with this and growing with this, in that, and to take it, stepping back from him is like letting go of outcome of how it comes out with him, because again, right now, the way he's positioning himself is that he's not going to be getting out of the marriage. And so this is where you take the wisdom, or this is what they say in shamanism, take the medicine and leave the pain. Because when we have a tuning fork effect and we have one of these relationships, that opens up your heart. And so that's what you draw a line, Jane, and you don't want to go into any other relationships that doesn't have that same kind of pattern. And so, and stepping back means that you trust in yourself. You have your own foundational energy. You have your own, it's like your own energetic autonomy that you're saying, now I know that what this looks like and feels like, and I'm stepping back knowing that he is not the only one out there in the world that can give me this feeling. There's other people out there, because we have more than one twin flames out there. There's many twin flames. And so it sets you in that vibrational state to pull in twin flame partnerships, right? And especially having the strength, especially going from now to September, I mean, July, to say I'm drawn that it's like a time factor as far as I'm not going to be the mistress for the next 3 years, because I love myself too much to be somebody in the corner for the next couple of years as he figures out his stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So you don't see him ever being strong enough to leave, or that
right
situation
now,
changing?
Right now, and that's why I said on purpose the date. Right now, the patterns that he's showing me as of Monday, May 10th on 2010, he's got more energy into, I can't get out of this marriage, and if I try to step forward, I'm going to fall in a ditch, and then his foot goes left, meaning I stay in past relationships because of children, because of wife, because of family, and so that's the pattern that he's showing me now. Can it flip down the road? Absolutely. We all have our moments. We all could flip things around. And that's what it's so important for you, going back to you working with this as a win-win situation, Dana, saying, okay, now I know how this feels. I'm stepping back and looking at the big situation. And if he is not able to leave the relationship, then I love myself so much that I know how this feels, and I am not going to be cornered with it. I just keep on seeing him trying to put you in a corner, meaning trying to contain the relationship and even, but not taking steps to get divorced. And so going back to the middle of July period, think of the time factor. From now to June and July, there's a real time as far as, is he going to do it? Again, right now, 75% of his energy shows me that he's not. Again, can that change? Absolutely. Can he have an epiphany and say, you know what, I'm not serving my kids or anybody by holding this pattern? Yeah. And so this is where you want to hold in the part of taking in the energy of healing the heart, being able to go with those feelings, and also loving yourself so much that you're not going to be closeted. And I just heard the music, so I got to go. And so we'll take this short break, and we'll be right back.
For pet parents who value quality natural nutrition, Wellness Natural Food for Dogs and Cats offers an ideal nutritional balance of carefully chosen, authentic ingredients in every recipe they make. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose, never any empty calories. You can trust the quality of all the ingredients in Wellness, from their source to your pet's bowl. To learn more about the difference Wellness pet foods can make, and to locate a pet specialty retailer near you, go to wellnesspetfood.com.
Did you know that there's a direct link between smoking and back pain? This is Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, here to share some information about smoking. Tobacco smoke contains over 4,000 chemicals, including nicotine and carbon monoxide. These chemicals constrict arteries and interfere with blood circulation, which results in oxygen and other nutrients not being properly circulated. The nerves in the spine then become weak and brittle. The good news is that once you quit smoking, proper blood flow returns. Regular chiropractic adjustments ensure that blood flow and nutrients are properly flowing to your spine and organs. For tips on how to quit smoking and how chiropractic can help, visit our website at vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521, and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, on the Dr. Pat Show the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
coming to Seattle for one night only, a long-awaited appearance by one of the most visionary women of the century. An Evening with Shirley MacLaine is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to explore the big questions, such as what is consciousness, what is the purpose of life, or are we alone in the universe? With a woman that isn't afraid of the answers, join Bella Spark Productions and Shirley MacLaine on Sunday, June 13th at 7 p.m. in Benna Royal Hall, Seattle. Shirley MacLaine, still feisty and fabulous after all these years. Be sure to keep listening to this show for your opportunity to win two tickets to this final event in the 2010 Extraordinary People Lecture Series in Seattle. Don't miss Shirley MacLaine on June 13th. Visit bellaspark.com for details. BellaSpark.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to thank all of you out there for listening to the Dr. Pat Show. We've got so many juicy things planned for you. Remember, the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Welcome back to the Kara Connor Show, and I'm Kara Connor, and we have open phone lines to the top of the hour, and the number is 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, why don't we go to this phone line?
Sounds good. Let's take Ivy. Ivy's calling in from Bothell here locally in Washington. She's in a stable job, but it's not sure if it's the right place for her. She wants to see if there's more out there. So, Ivy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi, Ivy. So, you're in a stable job, but you don't really care for it?
You know, I work with wonderful people. There's nothing really wrong with the job, but I just kind of feel like there's something out there that I need to either do on my own or maybe head somewhere like, I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, why you're feeling this is when I look on the right side of your energy field, you have this like a beautiful, like emerald green coming over matching with yellow. So what does that mean? And it's right in that right side, so that's the happening now side. And actually, you've been preparing for this for the last 3 years, last 3 months, last 3 weeks. You could be feeling, when I see a symbolic pendulum over somebody's head and it starts swinging faster, it's like something we kind of put in our consciousness, then we can kind of put off the shelf. And when the pendulum starts swinging more, it's like in our consciousness more and more. So that's when you get kind of like, you know what, something's got to give, or something feels foggy here, or I got to start looking wonder elsewhere. That green yellow, the yellow would be the energy of creativity, clear cognitive, and also clear knowing and own business, entrepreneurial stuff, that kind of deal. And that's where you could be thinking, I should go out on my own. And the green part is the natural, like teacher, helper, healer, that kind of energy. But remember, we could be an accountant and be a teacher by giving people tax advice, you know what I mean? So I always like to remind people that when I see that teacher energy, it doesn't mean teacher in the classroom always. It could be a cashier at the department store where somebody helps teacher people how to run the stores, that kind of deal. And especially the way it's coming over your mental body, and I see like this symbolic comb. So that means really combing out any of the I coulda, I shoulda, I would have kind of energy. And the more we get the snarls out of our energy field, the more we have that open information. And you're very clear cognitive, meaning very clear knowing. And that green energy is, again, is an empath. And so think of, especially over the next, what would you love to do, Ivy, if you didn't have any kind of boundaries or any kind of limits? What would you love to do? What's the first thing that comes in your head?
Well, I'd like to be a professional volunteer. Yeah, work at kids with kids literacy council. Work volunteer
okay, perfect.
At the school.
All right, perfect. Yeah. All right, so think of that as right up the green alley, the teacher, helper, healer. Right. The yellow part is where think of professional volunteer, where you can take that and turn it around and have it into your own business. Right. So think of my sister's a teacher, and she was just talking about other teachers that are tired of the traditional school thing where they're going out and creating their own community where they're going out and teaching people anywhere from their students from clarinet down to dance down to how to do proper etiquette down to regular traditional teaching. So they're taking it and having everything go wider and broader, and they don't have to have a teaching degree to do it. So if you want to do something along the lines of professional volunteer, how can you take that idea, flip it around into your own even business? I just thought I keep on seeing this woman that was around. I live in Connecticut, and she, it was before house cleaning was very popular. It was like 20, 30 years ago. And she created her own business by cleaning her own thing. Then she got other people, and she's very extremely successful. And it started with her not minding cleaning houses. She liked the order. She liked the structure. Then she got took a whole other part where she's an organizer, too. So she goes in and organizes people's closets down to their businesses. And so you work with the energy, especially when I'm looking at it over the next 3 days, next 3 weeks, and next 3 months. And Ivy, really pay attention to, because when I see this like archway door opening up, that means universal and guides and angels are coming to help you. They're hearing you, and it's all about timing. It's universal divine timing. And again, you've been working on this consciously or unconsciously well over 3 years, and I go back down to when your energy is 3 years old. And so think of this as a timing time. So think of you're taking it out of the mental body, so that's processing it and bringing it down the birthing canal, literally where the idea is over the head on the seventh chakra, bringing it into the sixth chakra, which is how I could see, perceive, and then start talking about it in the fifth chakra, get into the heart chakra, and then you're literally bringing it down to the world to give birth to this idea of what you want to do. And there's something very like creative and new with it. It's like I see pay attention to, again, people coming in synchronistically. When I was in this part of my life, all of a sudden I had people out of the woodwork offering me opportunities and or giving me information that seemed to lay on my lap, come in my lap, that was perfect information that I was looking for my own business. And so you're at that green period of stretching, growing, seeding and weeding and giving voice to it. So really start, think of you as symbolically like a loose outline, and so you're starting to feel the outline of how could I take this, what could I do with it, and how could I bring it out on that like a symbolic road. And I'm also seeing the timing again is perfect, not only within yourself, but also when I see the earth, it's like a good earthly timing. And it's interesting because it's almost like you create a business of, I see other people underneath you for volunteers. Let's say people needed a bunch of people at a school at a certain time or field trip at a certain time or when they take elderly out to a shopping thing kind of time. So it's like really be creative and really think big, because I think it's down from Walt Disney down to Wendy's, the hamburger guys. It came with an idea and it came with a passion, and then they just kept on going for it and they followed the steps of what felt light for them is right for them. And then it's like, again, we could meet people even on a bus that could give us information or confirmation. So you're in that real seeding period there, Ivy. And that's why you keep on getting the thing of, I work with wonderful people and stuff like that, but I feel like I want to go out and do something else. And so, again, define how can I do this and make it my own business and do what I love and love what I do. It's perfect timing for you. All right?
Sounds great. All right. And what do you talk about when you talk about the Infinity Eight?
Mm-hmm. And Infinity Eight is a symbol that goes out to the universe. And so think of it like a calling card for balance. And so whenever I tell anybody to work with Infinity Eights, I say literally draw them on your body, like the right side and left side where you're connecting, or take them off your chest or your and the energy, the chakras, and draw them sideways as far as like front to back, side to side. It's a symbol that creates balance, and you're literally clearing your energy field. And so Infinity Eights are great to do. They're wonderful to do. They strengthen your energy field. So do them all the time. Even when you're watching TV, just even drawing them over your body, you're increasing the communication from the right side, left side. It heals rips and tears in the energy field. So, and it's a calling card symbol out to the universe. It's simply put, balance. It means a lot more than that, but just to keep it real simple, it's about that creating balance within your energy field, strong foundational energies. And that's what you're, when we give birth to any kind of idea, it follows the chakra system. So it starts with that idea phase up in the spiritual body, the seventh body, and it goes down the chakra system, down to literally giving it birth in the root chakra, down to the physical world. So you're more than, it's like I'm seeing that over your the seventh chakra in the mental body. So that's that mental peering time and preparing time. And also there's a outline over your head. So it's like a loose outline. So start filling it in. Be creative, and Infinity Eights will give you that extra oomph for it. It's like extra gasoline or extra, it's like filling in the blueprints or starting to color in your outline or putting the words in there. Alrighty.
Got it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Congratulations for you for listening to your own intuition and going on it.
That's right. Listening
to it and following through.
That's right. Thanks, Ivy, for calling in. And Carrie, I think we got time to start one more before the break. Let's head off to Caldwell, New Jersey. We have Barbara phoning in. She's transitioning into single motherhood. She wants to know what to expect from here on out, or maybe the next 6 months. So, Barbara, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Can you hear me?
Hi, Barbara. Jessica.
Hi. Thank you.
So what's going on? Transition to single mom?
Yeah, well, you know, I've been there, but, you know, obviously logistically it takes a little while to complete, and that's going to be happening hopefully in the next month or so. I'm hoping still to stay in my house. And I just wanted to find out if, you know, my children, if there's anything in particular I should be doing for myself, what to expect, if I can expect to feel a little bit of relief and enjoyment of anybody else's time.
Okay. All right. From now to August in particular, I'm watching your feet, and they look like they're doing almost like a 45-degree angle on the right and both of your feet. So think of that means foundational energies. And it was interesting when you said, well, I feel relief. Right before you said that, I saw this house on the back of your shoulders, and it flew up almost. It looked like Dorothy from Wizard of Oz. And it doesn't mean you're moving and losing your house, but it's just like a huge weight is going to get lifted off your shoulder. A lot of times we don't realize how much we could be holding tension and in our body until it's done and over with. And so, and then I watch your feet starting to go forward. And that symbolically is one of my good symbols. It's like when we want our feet symbolically straightforward, that means standing in our core, standing in foundational energies, feeling supported, feeling backed up, allows your heart to be open, shoulders back. That means I'm sending out my heart symbols of my heart's desires, and that we feel better. We feel safer. We get out of our mental, emotional bodies, and we get into the heart of matters. And so think of this as where from now to August, especially April to August of this year, is a lot of foundational shifts that are positive. It's like I feel like you could breathe. I'm seeing a corset off of your body that has been there even since you were 7 years old. I'm seeing 7 at 9. It kind of, you're going to get sized for it and put on. And so think of this as part of your life lesson or theme that you came in here. So what you're saying, Barbara, is no more corsets. And think of that corset or like a girdle is where anywhere where I shrink or put my energy back for the sake of somebody else or a situation, a relationship for my children. And so it's all this balancing, especially from now to the month of August. And then I see, again, the infinity, it's, which is all about balance, bringing balance to myself. Self-care is not selfish. And how do I bring that in, that universal feminine energy into my energy field? And that, of course, is going to spill over to our children. Our children are constantly looking at our energy patterns versus our words. They read it consciously or unconsciously. So not only do I see, again, you feel like you get a huge thing lifted off your shoulder, but also it's like you can move for the first time in many, many years. It's like somebody, again, that has been cramped in a chair that can get up and not only can walk, but you start moving your shoulders around and you start running, and that is running like a back. It's like sideways, and that's what we want to do. We want to expand sideways, and so it's like everything feels freer. Colors look different. Literally, green can look greener. Oxygen can feel different, and what you're going to do is literally feel that girdle kind of energy get off of you, and so everything, again, can seem a lot different as your energy is repatterning itself in a very positive way. And so, again, from now to August, nurture yourself. Make sure you literally drink a lot of water. You're going to understand the kids are going to be fine, and I hear my music, and so we got to go to the break. I'll be right back after this short break.
Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again? Would you like to learn how to take the weight off once and for all? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help thousands of clients reach their goals and stay there. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That's 888-311-7157.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Carrie O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Carrie can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's The Carrie O'Connor Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, on The Dr. Pat Show.
When was the last time you were flabbergasted? Well, I was the first time I cleaned with this cloth named E-Cloth. E-Cloth claims perfect cleaning with just water on all hard surfaces and no chemicals. I started with my windows, then stovetop, and then the refrigerator. I was totally flabbergasted on how well E-Cloth cleaned everything. And I did it without exposing my family to potential health-harmful chemical cleaners. Also with E-Cloth, there's no paper towels, chemicals to buy, so you'll save money. And they're guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, you'll get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to eCloth.com and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. That's eCloth.com. 20% off everything, free shipping. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Welcome back to the Carol O'Connor Show, and I'll be with you to the top of the hour. And we're open on phone lines. So, Benny, why don't we go to the next phone call?
Okay, sounds good. And actually, we're going to hit up our instant message system here. And if you're online and you want to send us a message, you're welcome to do so at newskyradio.com or psychiconair.com. Carrie is connected that way. You can send those messages to those websites. There's a instant message icon on the middle of the page there. It'll get forwarded on to me here in the studio in Seattle. And it looks like Tanya has written in, and she's going through a theme of being like a little wounded girl here, if that's okay. If you want me to transpose this here for you, Carrie, I'll do my best here. All right, okay. So Tanya, she's seeing it from a driver's seat perspective. She's going through an ongoing theme as a wounded little girl for a two-year-old, stamping her feet, you know, saying no to everything, and a two-year-old being told of something what to do against her soul. No power, no value, not safe. How can she help her? You got
okay.
it?
Okay. Yep, I do.
Cool.
All right. Tanya, that is it's at least you could identify the wounded child aspect because a lot of people don't identify that. And so, and it's very typical of when we see the child that the first thing she's or he is going to do is wounded posture. Sometimes people collapse. Sometimes people are enraged. And that's what the first thing I was picking up on your energy field is feeling enraged. And so, think of when we look back and step back from like our higher essence or our angel self, the enraged part or the sense of betrayal part all leads down to a contradiction in our ego of how we think the way things should be, could be, ought to be. And so when we really look and look at with our what I call the angel eyes, that's the ego talking. The ego says, it should be this, I am this, I am entitled to this. And when the ego likes to pump us up, especially when we get closer and closer to merging with the wounded child, we get into the I could, I should, I would have. And it's the paradox dance of, yes, we all are entitled, and because part of the God part of us is that we are a piece of God's source creator, and God just is. God is unconditionally love. God is bliss. God is the energy. So when we are making this big bridge, literally in our energy field, to merging that truth, and also it's the other paradox of that we're like a dot in the universe. When you look at the whole universal energy, it's like I call it the duality dance. And so let the child out. Let her sing. I mean, let her scream. Let her dance. But also try to change the screaming into going outside and working with the elements. Literally light a fire and be around and put that energy and that rage into the fire. And then you're working with the elements and literally Mother Earth to be able to help yourself get back into balance. And give it a time limit, too, as far as how long am I going to let the child be in the driver's seat. And I'm finding more and more that we want to do shorter times. Before I used to hear Carolyn May say, like, three strikes, you're out. Like, you could talk about something three times, and then if you talk more about it than three times, then it starts causing scars or rips in your energy field. I'm seeing as we're evolving that even three times can be too much, meaning that we don't want to keep on beating something with a dead horse. And, or let me just say this, that forgiveness, and it goes back to ourself and all those things that we felt are wronged to us or that have happened to us that are the wrongs, the more we can get to that place of forgiveness and be able to look with, again, what I call with the angel eyes, the more that we don't want to be directing the energy in there because it just doesn't feel good. It feels like, and I'm seeing literally heart energy going out that looks like it's flamed and it's all fire up. And so, and it's going from what I call the human-to-human experience and the oversoul. So that means that it feels like the two-year-old child feels like she has the right to be in the driver's seat and she wants to drive the car for a while, and she's even shown me to like August or September. And so that's exhausting because you lose the out of fuel. You're using your life force to be able to do that car thing. So be able to, again, say, okay, this is my ego, really. It's another form of the ego. It goes down to the wounded child. My ivory tower is what Stuart Weil calls it, is getting broken down. But we want our ivory towers broken down because our ego pumps us, our ivory towers up. Our ivory towers are built of ego. Or in other words, we could see it as great big deflated dolls. And so, I mean, inflated dolls. And so life comes around and deflates us. And so, but does that, again, define us? No, our outside circumstances don't define us. Nothing outside defines and takes away who we really are. We are pieces of God source creator, and as pieces of God source creator, we don't stamp our feet and get angry because that's part of not what God does. And so it's like merging those two energies, and again, being able to let the child out and let her have or him have the moment, but also go back to the place of how fast we could get ourselves back into alignment, meaning that the more energy we give the child, the more we are separating ourselves from the truth of who we are. And then that feels just blue and cooling is what I'm saying. So work with, again, elements, showers, Epsom salts, and work with the fire element. It'll really help you get back into the what I call the symbolic driver's seat and have the divine child. It's actually you're making room for the divine child versus the wounded child. And the divine child always feels so much better. All righty.
All right, I think that'll works out for her, and thanks, Tanya, for writing in. And let's go to now their phone lines. We have Bonnie, let's see, I believe here. Let me just go and pull up my little screen here, and there it is. Bonnie from Seattle, yes, she's in limbo on making a decision in certain travels for a pet sit. And you spoke with her a couple months ago on holding off on traveling, Carrie, but she's still, I think it's this week, or she needs to make a decision fairly soon. So let's see if we can kind of finalize this one up. Bonnie, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hi, thank you so much, Carrie.
So what's going on, Bonnie?
Well, I've been offered a couple, a dog and a cat sit near Honolulu starting June 9th for a month and a half if I want to do the whole thing, or I could leave on the 15th of July if I wanted, which stays like 11 days. And we had originally talked about trying to stay around Seattle and not doing too much travel and doors opening in June or July. And I have been looking and looking for something to be able to stay here, and nothing has come up. So that's the strange thing. Uh-huh. So I wanted to check and see if anything had shifted. This is also, we had talked about the consideration of that island being dense and city-like and all of that. These are houses, and they are offering to lend me their cars. And
They're what? You kind of went out, Bonnie.
They're offering to lend me their cars,
okay.
And these are houses, not apartments. And, you know, in the interest of having a roof over my head, I'm leaning towards taking them and getting some light for my SAD, but I was a little concerned. I would still be able to get back in time for the job that I'm hoping to get.
Perfect, yeah. Bonnie. So you know what? That's when life gives us opportunities, because I'm not seeing any door shutting in Seattle, and that's when I'm looking at the right side. I'm seeing this door that was shrinking as you were talking. I'm like, what the heck is going on? And so think of that's part of my worst fear, because it's where I look in the patterns of the subconscious. And so that's back in the corner of the head on the right side. That's where I read them. And so think of we're keeping the doors open. And just like what you said, I could come back if I need to. And so this has presented itself. I have a house and a car. And so I can, and I'm just seeing it's just like a bridge over. So it's not like you're going to East Bangladesh and can't get back for, you know, you have to go on a horse. So if opportunities come in Seattle, you could get yourself back or let your fingers do the walking or that kind of deal, or get a lot of stuff done, meaning by internet or telephone or that kind of deal, when you're in Hawaii. And so what we're doing is being able to keep the doors open. It doesn't, what we're all doing, Bonnie, is teaching our body that it's not this or that. It's this and that. And it's like a energetic pattern that's literally in our energy field. Think of the veil that is all through our body and throughout the whole, the earth plane and the universal plane is, it's like has a pattern of it's this or that. And we are literally training. It's this in that. And that's where we do the duality dance. And so it's being able to see the flow, see goes what feels right for Bonnie, feels light for Bonnie, is right for Bonnie, and realizing that, and with the duality dance, that it doesn't have to be this or that. If I go here, then I'm shutting the doors in Seattle. No, it doesn't mean that. It means that you're going to Hawaii, and that you're keeping the doors open in Seattle, and that you're, and especially if it has survival issues, and that's really important. You're talking about roof over your head, you're talking about not having a roof over your head, so then, and especially the way you keep on pointing to that subconscious part of the body. So going to Hawaii would be allowing you for a month and a half of not having to worry about where am I going to stay, where am I going to stay, and so then it really allows the doors even to open up more, because then you have more energy to literally put out to the universal grids, where a lot of our energy, especially when it has to do with survival, am I going to be on a park bench on this the weekend, is there's no way that it could, like most of us would be worried about that.